It's a very good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever time zone you are streaming or listening to us. Welcome to this edition of Famous Friday. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Impela, the most handsome 32-year-old on this side of the equator, the most handsome guy in a cheese cop. And yeah, once again, Famous Friday, platform for you that you can be highly interactive with us and speak to some of your favorite South African celebrities. You can obviously subscribe to Daily Sun by going to www.dailysun.co.za. Click on the subscribe button at the top and you can subscribe to Daily Sun and be able to access all the amazing content, including this one. Today on our Famous Friday platform, we have arguably, if I were to describe him in a Bible verse, I'll probably go to Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 9, if I'm not mistaken. Whatever your hands find to do, do it well. Because whatever hands that he finds to do, he does it exceptionally well. Khayyam Tetwa, welcome to Famous Friday.
Thank you so much for having me, Lou. I'd like to greet everybody that's listening, wherever they're listening from. Thank you so much for having me. What a pleasure and a privilege for me to be on your platform.
Look, I mean, you dropped your fourth studio album on the 14th of October. Coincidentally, that was my mother's birthday. And she's a big fan of yours. Talk to us about the Art of Worship. How different is it from all the other three of your projects?
Sure. Firstly, it's celebrating 15 years of me just doing fully music in my life, 10 years of being in the industry, 10 years since I've won Idols. So it's a big milestone for me, just as a person, my own personal growth, everything I've been. It's a culmination, of being a young boy with a big dream and now being a grown man, a father, you know, running a church. It's just a celebration of all these great milestones that I've gone through, and really just a sound of my thoughts, you know, and the sound of my heart and the sound of my experiences.
Talk to us, you highlighting all these milestones. Talk to us about briefly the journey that has been. I mean, I was watching Idols just yesterday, approaching top five. Yeah. How has it been like, you know, from Khaya who walked into Idols, Khaya who's been part of Dress Celebration, which is such a big, big group, to Khaya now who is, like you say, a father, a minister, and also a presenter as well?
Sure. No, it's been an incredible journey for me. I'm so blessed to have had a dream. You know, a lot of people have dreams, but, you know, it's just, you know, they struggle to see them come true. I'm living my dream, and I'm only honored and really privileged to get to do what I love to do every single day, and get to inspire people, get to get people thinking, you know, get to encourage people. So that journey for me throughout the last 10, 15 years of my musical career, there's been ups, there's been downs, there's been successes, there's been failures. There are moments. People I've met, I've always wanted to meet in my life. I still have that list of people that I still want to meet. But really, if I'm really honest, when I look back, I can only be full of gratitude.
I mean, quickly, Art of Worship, who did you work with in terms of some of the artist production as well? What are some of the big tracks that people should look out for in this particular album?
Look, Art and Worship is out. You know, on all streaming platforms, across the globe. I'm so excited because I got to work with people really that have been in my life for years. So I celebrated this journey with people really that have been around me, that understand who I am, that inspired me. Vocally, I was produced by Shane and Tom Bela. Okay, everybody knows her incredibly. Most of the arrangements are for vocals for me. She produced them. I've worked with Jude Mwenga, incredible young man, Sambulo, BC, incredible two boys that are incredible musicians in their own right. But again, they are able to emulate what is in my heart so perfectly. Singing wise, everyone from church, basically. And shout out to Nozi, who's part of the top five on Idol. She's also on my record. Ooh. And we didn't even know that she was going to go on Idols when we were working on this project.
Jeez.
So it's just a great moment, you know, for me and everybody that I got to work with.
I mean, if you were to describe where Kaya is in terms, if there was a soundtrack that would describe where you are currently, you know, with all these successes and all these things happening, what would be that song?
Sure. It'll have to be track 4 on the album. It's called Begani Time. It's a traditional rendition of, people know it's Uthando Lukababa and me, Begani Zulu. So I mixed those two songs. Both those songs, Uthando Lukababa is my mom's favorite song, Alton's favorite, Kim. And Begani Zulu is my dad's song, Asimi Swangala, and my favorite. So I joined these two songs in celebration of them as my parents. But that song, I believe now, is the song that everybody's singing. And it's really been the cry of my heart too. I've seen the love of God demonstrated. God loved me. When we talk about unconditional love, I have experienced it. And that song is the soundtrack of my current life.
Ooh, powerful. Quickly, obviously December festive season is just around the corner. You're definitely obviously going to be here, there, everywhere. Where can people catch you performing? Maybe let me compound this question so that we surmise quickly. So your tour, what dates can we look out for in terms of promoting the album? Two, what does the future look like for Mr. Mteto? And lastly, and definitely most importantly, what is the one thing you think your fans, might not know of that they might find interesting?
Okay, first one, you will find me, I think it's best to go on all my social media platforms at Kaya Mteto. We kick off our tour on the 3rd of December in Johannesburg, and we're going to go right through. It's going to be a year tour, so we're going to be everywhere across the country, across the globe, a couple of tours that we're doing in the US and in Europe next year. So it's really exciting times for this record. And then the second question was?
Future. What are you working on? What can you say? Yes.
Oh, wow. The future is, there's another TV show that's coming up. It's called The After Room. I'm part of the producers for that. It's going to be really dope. It's a praise and worship platform. People need to look out for that. One thing that people might not know about me, I am such a crier. I cry for everything.
Jeez. Jeez. Yeah, but women love it, right? They love, and everybody loves
they
somebody.
Love guys, yes,
exactly.
I'm very connected. So I also, that's where I keep my source of inspiration, because authenticity is very important for me. And so I always need to gauge where I'm at emotionally, so that I'm able to connect with my thoughts correctly. I'm able to communicate correctly. I'm able to mend in a good place.
Mr. Mteto, thank you so much for this elevator conversation. May God continue to bless you. May God continue to open doors. May God continue to magnify your work. I think it is refreshing to see somebody who is creatively taking ministry in all different forms to the people.
Sure. I really appreciate those kind words. I receive them, and thank you so much for them. I wish every one of your guests and listeners, everything on the best to you too, sir. Thank you for this platform.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mteto.
All right.
Cheers, bye.
Bye.
Fascinating conversation with Mr. Kaya Mteto. Look out for his album. Now, why am I saying look out? His album is out. Catch it at all your digital platforms. And look, The Art of Worship is out. You heard from him. The beautiful album speaks a lot about his emotions and so many things that are just connected and so many things that he's celebrating with this particular album. Go catch that particular album. If you want to catch us as well on this particular podcast, www.dailysun.co.za, and click /Famous Friday. You can listen to this particular podcast and many, many other of our episodes. Don't forget to also subscribe to the Daily Sun. You go on to, again, www.dailysun.co.za, click on the subscribe button at the top. Yep, subscribe, get to see all of our amazing content that we have. We have this particular podcast and many other podcasts that you can be part and parcel of, but you have to subscribe. But once again, big thank you for you to listening. Big thank you to Kaya Mteto for being part and parcel of Famous Friday. If you see me on the streets, do know that this is Mlungisi Mbeda, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in a cheese cup. It's bye for now. Shab, shab.